Hold on, wait a second.
Can you do that?
Yeah, we're gone.
You want to describe your space a bit? Keep getting butter on the
laptop. You keep what?
Butter. It keeps getting butter.
Yeah, cool. All right, I call this meeting of Committee on Budget and Finance to order on Monday, March 13th, 2017 at 6:03 p.m. President's Conference Room on third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Berrigan?
Absent, tardy and excused.
Senator Bond?
Present.
Senator Bradley?
Present.
Senator Chu?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Present.
Senator Fang?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Absent, excused.
Senator Taylor?
Present.
Public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, adoption of the minutes. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Bond.
I move to approve the minutes from February 13, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Our motion carries. Moving to agenda item 6, financial reviews. The committee will conduct its first financial review for Blue Crew. Are we ready?
So for Blue Crew, I forgot to bring the sheet, but it looks like we have about roughly $5,000 roughly left once everything hits. I know the case sheet doesn't show everything, but that's what I have in my estimation for what we have left. We have no more food budget. We're looking to do live music for a couple softball and baseball games, and that's about all we have left.
Any questions for me? Send Bradley.
So we've been looking at kind of like different levels of like compensation. With the amount of work that the director of Blue Crew has done, like as like the entity, do you think that warrants the level two pay that you currently are receiving?
I don't know the exact breakdown of all the different positions in ASUN. If you could.
So basically, the level two is $5,000, and then that's consistent with the assistant directors of programming and the attorney general, campus PR, chief of staff, and things like that. And then below that are like all the programmers, clubs, and commissioners, and things like that. So,
in my opinion, I think the chief of staff would deserve a little bit more based on what I've seen, based on the work I've done versus what I think Sebastian's done. But some of the other positions, I don't know. I think probably similar. So I don't know if maybe you raise the chief of staff or you lower everyone else's, but I don't necessarily think Director Blue Crew would be less than some of the other positions. Yes. But some of those I think do definitely deserve more than Blue Crew Director.
Do you think in the future that Blue Crew needs to have 3 programmers? Because I'm not really sure what your programmers have done so far this year.
I think so. I think it's nice because you have one of the guys is involved with the social media aspect. And then the other two guys are involved with kind of just helping organize things. And I think if you took someone away, it would take away from one of those aspects. I know in past, we've had people that didn't really hold their weight, and I've seen it kind of gets a little hectic. So I think you definitely need 3 programmers, yes.
Senator Bradley.
I'm sure they talked to you about it, but the goal is to move like Blue Crew back under programming. Mm-hmm. Do you think that'll be good for the department itself?
I don't think so. I know when it used to be under programming and we switched it because what I found is that a lot of times the program stuff would kind of take over, and so Blue Crew wouldn't really do anything at all. And from my experience, it seems like a lot of the students that Blue Crew hits, you know, they come by to the games and they're like astounded, like, oh my God, thank you so much for having this stuff. We love this. And I don't really see them at many other ASUN events. So I think it would be negative just because, like I said, I found it that a lot of, when I was on Blue Crew and I was on the program, a lot of our stuff was going to programming events and programming meetings and such that we didn't really have anything involved with, and it was kind of a waste of time for us. But I think the one thing I would like to see, which is tough, I know with the budget, but you know, Blue Crew gets $50,000 or so a semester or a year, and you can't really do a whole lot with that. I mean, if you wanted to have a big event, it would eat up almost that entire budget. So that's why I know a lot of people kind of say, oh, Blue Crew really just go to games to get stuff out. But with the budget we have, unless we want to have like two events the whole entire year, you really don't have enough money to put on any type of large scale event. So that's one thing that I've seen.
Do you think in the future there's anywhere way that we can work with athletics to kind of like pool money? Because I know athletics does a lot of initiatives for games, like they throw out t-shirts and throw little signs and things like that.
I know in the past it used to be like that, and I'm not really sure why it switched. I do think that that could be something that would be useful because they have a lot more money, and obviously I don't think ASUN is willing to put as much money towards Blue Crew as it would need to in order to have Blue Crew be something that's actually extremely beneficial. So I think, in my opinion, if we could do that, it'd be a good idea. I'm not sure why I switched that. That was before my time here, but yeah, I would tend to agree that that would be a really good idea.
Are there any further questions for Director Pesek? Last one. Are you guys planning to do anything to promote the first March Madness game since that's in the first quarter?
So, we're going to do it on social media, but we can't because of the timing. We can't get a meeting and agenda in, but through social media, yes.
Okay. Because I was just thinking maybe like a viewing party at the gym theater.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't. By the time that would happen, we couldn't have the funds approved.
Any further questions? Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Alright, so Clubs North, they're going to be moved until the Monday after spring break. So we're going to move into the financial review for the LD Academic Initiatives account. There hasn't been any changes really. I mean, all that's came out of there so far is just paying for the PAC internship grants. Yeah, that's about it. It's all been just paying those salaries for PAC internship grants. And then also, there was that voluntary transfer of $1,800 we saw last week that we explained for the food pantry, or PAC provision. That's about it. Any questions?
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Senator Bradley?
Are we including the amount of PAC internship grants soon? I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know if I heard it as like this is what we're doing or this is what we want to do, but I know that they want to, somebody, I don't even know who this they is in my brain, but wants to increase the number of PAC internship grants that we are providing. That would that come out of this account?
It would come out of this account. If you remember in the beginning of the semester, the beginning of the year, President Boone, he increased the PAC internship grants, like the positions by about, I think it was, I want to say 16.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that happens, that would be kind of dependent on the next president and kind of what kind of deal he can work out with the Career Studio. Because I know this year when we increased the numbers, the Career Studio helped subsidize for some of those salaries. Yeah. Any other questions? Awesome. So let's move into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, so now I'm moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 6:11.
Yeah.
Wow. If you guys want to go see the domestic violence wise, stay to talk. It's going to be at 7. It's going to be really
Where is that?